in the Holy Letters of the Rebbe in Volume 5, in letter number 1464, and Baruch Hashem dated the 22nd day of Adar in Tavshid Beis, Brooklyn, New York, and the Rebbe is sending this with the titles is to Rav Moshe Sheyichya, Rav Moshe Hecht. He was the Shaliach, the Hetzliah in New Haven, run the yeshiva over there. Shalom Uvracha. So first of all, number one, the Rebbe says, I received your letter from Tuesday to Tzaveh, and it doesn't say what. Number two, I am attaching my letter to the students, to the boys and the girls that came to me, and for sure you will give it over to them in a fitting way. And maybe there should be some words that you should add to what I'm saying, explanation, in order to strengthen their connection to the yeshiva. And maybe give over the letter during the time when the parents will be there, or at least they should know about it. I'm trusting your understanding. Do it in a way to be most effective. Number three, the Rebbe says to him, it's fitting that you should explain to Mr. doesn't say the name, that Eretz Yisrael, Israel, and the Jewish people are not the same, are not similar to other lands and other people. And therefore, also the rules of them are different. And we need to lean on the teaching of Moshe, the Torah's Moshe, and not to try to mimic and to jump after the laws and the ways of the nations. The contrary. The verse says, "V'olchu goyim la'irich," the goyim shall go by the light. They will go by the light of the Jews. They will follow. That is even as far as life in of the Jewish life in Chutzlar, outside of Israel. Especially when you organize an order of life in the Holy Land, in Eretz HaKodesh. So first of all, you have to organize it that it should be fitting with the spirit of Torah. And it has to be founded and stuck in the foundations of Torah. And I guess this was probably some response of something that the person was saying. And the Rebbe says, I bless you for holy success in your holy work.